Now Saul told his son Jonathan and all his servants to put David to death. But Jonathan, Saul's son, greatly delighted in David. So Jonathan informed David, saying, guard in the morning, stay in a hiding place and conceal yourself. And as for me, I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where you are hiding, and I will speak with my father about you. And whatever I find out, I will tell you. Him, may the king not sin against his servant David, since he has not sinned against you, and since his deeds have been very beneficial to you. For he took his life in his hand and struck the Philistine, and the Lord brought about a great victory.
Down through a window, and he went, and So Saul said to me, "Oh, why have you betrayed me like this and let my enemy go so that he has escaped?" And Michal said to Saul, he said to me, "Let me go. Why should I put you to death?" So David fled and escaped and came to Samuel at Ramah, and he informed him of everything that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and stayed in Aiah. But it was reported to Saul, saying, "Behold, David is in Aiah in Ramah." Then Saul sent messengers to take David. But when they saw the company of prophets prophesying, with Samuel standing and presiding over them, the Spirit of God came upon the messengers of Saul, and they also prophesied. When Saul was informed of this, he sent other messengers, but they also prophesied. So Saul sent messengers again the third time, yet they prophesied. Then he went to Ramah himself and came as far as the Lord's well that is in Shechem, and he asked where Samuel and David. And someone said, "Behold, they are at Naiah in Ramah." Stripped off his clothes, and he too prophesied before Samuel, and lay down naked all that day. And all night, therefore, they say, is Saul also among the prophets?